Good morning. This is your news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes. The Michigan State Police Commercial Vehicle Enforcement Division's hosting its fifth annual coat drive from October 20th to November 27th, collecting new and gently used coats and cold weather gear for local distribution. Community members can drop off donations at Michigan State Police Caro Post located at 1485 Cleaver Road in Caro or the Tri-City Post at 2402 Salzburg Road in Freeland during standard business hours. Hemlock Public School District and the Lockwood STEM Center have teamed up with SVSU to expand STEM education, robotics, and college pathways for students across the Great Lakes Bay region. The five-year partnership introduces new opportunities for students to earn college credit, explore STEM careers, and participate in hands-on learning linked to local industry. As part of the agreement, SVSU will offer a renewable $3,000 annual scholarship to graduates of the Lockwood STEM Robotics Program who enroll as full-time undergraduates at the university. Superintendent Don Killingbeck said the collaboration brings education and workforce development closer together, helping students prepare for higher education and future careers. Board President Matt Wesner added that partnerships like this reinforce Hemlock's commitment to providing students with the tools and experiences needed to thrive in a technology-driven economy. The Lockwood STEM Center serves as a regional hub for innovation and experimental learning, connecting multiple districts and real-world STEM opportunities. And FEMA has denied Michigan's appeal for more federal disaster aid after the March 2025 ice storm, which caused widespread damage and power outages in northern parts of the state. Major requests for permanent utility repairs, individual assistance, and hazard mitigation funding were rejected, though a separate grant request remains under review. President Trump's July disaster declaration remains in effect for emergency recovery in 13 counties and the Little Traverse Bay bands of Ottawa Indians, while state officials continue local recovery support and updates. And we will be back right after this.
For 250 years, brave Americans have answered the call to defend our freedoms. Wounded Warrior Project honors this legacy of service and sacrifice with life-changing support for post-9/11 veterans, service members, and their families. We help warriors access VA benefits, improve their mental and physical health, and provide them with career assistance so they can thrive for a lifetime. Join us in honoring warriors at woundedwarriorproject.org/America.
In sports news, the NBA faces controversy as head coach has been charged in connection with the illegal poker activities. Basketball fans and league officials await further details as the investigation proceeds. The incident comes during a busy championship season. Players are reaffirming their commitment to maintaining professional standards. Discussions around gambling policies in sports have been renewed, and league representatives promise transparent updates for the public. In global business news, the U.S. is finalizing mineral deals in Asia designed to pressure China on key technology exports. The Trump administration says these agreements will enhance American competitiveness. China has restricted exports of several crucial minerals needed for manufacturing. Southeast Asian countries hope to attract investment from U.S. firms. Geopolitical analysts predict ongoing tension between Washington and Beijing, while trade executives expect evolving strategies for resource security. And that's been a look at your news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.
Looking for something fun to do in the Thumb? Stay connected with ThumbNet's community calendar. From festivals and fundraisers to concerts and community events, you'll find everything happening right here in the Thumb and beyond. Check it out anytime on your laptop, tablet, or cell phone. Where you go, ThumbNet goes with you. Don't miss out on what's happening near you. Visit ThumbNet.net's website and stay connected to your community.